This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spurned a plea from Joe Biden to call off a planned ground assault of Rafah, the last refuge in Gaza for more than a million displaced people, where Israel believes Hamas militants are holed up. Netanyahu told lawmakers on Tuesday he had made it supremely clear to the U.S. president, quote, that we are determined to complete the elimination of these battalions in Rafah, and there's no way to do that except by going in on the ground. The two leaders spoke by phone on Monday. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. The incoming Palestinian prime minister lays out plans for reform but faces major obstacles, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The incoming Palestinian prime minister says he'll appoint a technocratic government and establish an independent trust fund to oversee Gaza's reconstruction. In a mission statement acquired by the AP, Mohammed Mustafa lays out wide-ranging plans for the kind of revitalized Palestinian authority called for by the U.S., as part of its post-war vision for resolving the conflict. But the PA has no power in Gaza, from which Hamas drove its forces in 2007. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out any return of the PA to Gaza, and his government is staunchly opposed to Palestinian statehood. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States believes Hong Kong's passage of a new national security bill has the potential to accelerate the closing of a once open society. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel said on Tuesday, adding Washington is analyzing the potential risks to U.S. citizens and American interests.
We also believe that a lot of the phrasing and crimes that are outlined are poorly defined and incredibly vague.